points considered and main things considered on MPBN is made possible in part by Curtis, Thaxter, Stevens, Broder, and Michelo, offering traditional and innovative legal services in Maine and around the world on the web at curtisthaxter.com. By Bangor Savings Bank, since 1852, independent and local, at 43 locations throughout Maine and online at bangor.com. And by the Sheridan Corporation, providing engineering and construction services throughout Maine since 1947, online at sheridancorp.com.
For MPBN News, I'm Keith Shortall. Towns in southern Maine have reported public damages of about $7 million caused by flooding and rain of earlier this week. York and Ogunquit each report damage of about $1.3 million. Robert Bolna, director of the York County Emergency Management Agency, says federal damage evaluators will continue to survey the area tomorrow.
On both the public assistance side and the individual assistance side, because we will be asking for them to evaluate both areas.
The hardest hit town was Wells, which reported $2.4 million in public damages. More on the story coming up. Republican leaders in Augusta are proposing the diversion of up to $60 million of an expected state surplus to repair existing road and bridge problems around Maine. House Republican leader David Bohl.
The alternative is to borrow $60 million at a cost of $24 million, and even at that, miss the current construction season. We think this is a no-brainer.
House Speaker John Richardson, a Democrat, says the proposal breaks a good faith agreement worked out by bipartisan leadership during supplemental budget negotiations.
First, it wasn't part of the original deal. Two, I think it's fiscally irresponsible. Three, it's borrowing against anticipated revenues would be all three bad ideas.
The issue will be discussed by party caucuses when the legislature returns on Monday. A conservation group says too many migrating eels are being chopped in dam turbines along Maine rivers and are asking the state regulators to modify dam licenses to require that eels be allowed to pass through the barriers without being killed. The Friends of Merrymeeting Bay had asked the Board of Environmental Protection to hold hearings on the issue, but the BEP decided to hold them only for the Kennebec. At a press conference in front of the Great Falls in Auburn, Representative Margaret Craven says the board's decision is unfair to the eels and the Androscoggin River.
I just feel sad and wronged that the Androscoggin River is again being, discharged and not being treated like the river that it is.
More than 60 people have signed a petition asking the BEP to reconsider its decision. We'll have more on the story coming up. Every day, 20...
Sometime in the next few months, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to decide whether it will move to protect the American eel under the Endangered Species Act. Eel populations are sharply declining around the world, largely due to overfishing, dams, and hydropower turbines, which chop them up as they migrate. Here in Maine, a conservation group wants dam owners to take simple steps to protect the unusual creatures who live as long as 60 years and travel thousands of miles. But as Susan Sharon reports, they've reached a procedural impasse. Standing in front of the massive Great Falls on the Androscoggin River in Auburn, it's hard to imagine how a 4 or 5 inch long immature eel makes its way upstream, over rocks and through the turbulent waters. But somehow, says Ed Friedman, they do. Friedman is chair of the group Friends of Merrymeeting Bay.
The little elvers, the little glass eels, can actually get out of the water and get onto wet rock. They can get onto the grass for a short time. And eels have been found as far up the Androscoggin watershed as the Range of the Lake area.
And for the next 15 to 50 years or more, they get bigger and stronger until the females are ready to migrate more than 1,000 miles back to the Sargasso Sea east of Bermuda. There, they spawn and eventually die.
The tenacity of the eels begs our respect. You know, people say, oh, a slimy eel, it's not a great blue heron, it's not a snowy egret. But when people learn about the life cycle of these creatures, it's astounding.
As they wait for word on a possible addition of the eel to the endangered species list, the Friends of Merrymeeting Bay took some steps of their own to try to ease the journey for eels heading up and down the Kennebec and Androscoggin rivers, where more than half a dozen dams and hydropower projects interfere with fish passage, and in some cases cut the eels in half as they're caught in powerful turbines. The group asked the Board of Environmental Protection to hold hearings on whether dam certification should be reopened for the purpose of requiring turbine screens and gates to protect eels. Friends member Kathy McGee says the board's decision was inconsistent.
The BEP went ahead with our request for the hearing on the Kennebec, which has not been scheduled yet, but in a, what we think is a kind of arbitrary and capricious way, denied the petition on the Androscoggin in spite of the factual basis being exactly the same.
The board is now facing a legal challenge over the decision, and Assistant Attorney General Carol Blasey was reluctant to spell out in detail why the BEP did what it did. But she says the facts on the two rivers are not the same, just as each dam license from the Federal Regulatory Energy Commission is different.
Every river is different, and every certification is different. A certification is issued in connection with a FERC licensing, and the applicant or the licensee goes through a process whereby the department determines what are the appropriate conditions to place on the FERC license to ensure that our water quality standards are met.
Blasey says it's an open process based on an extensive record with opportunity for agencies and members of the public to comment. In the case of the Kennebec and Androscoggin rivers, Blasey says the certifications are decades old in some cases, and the board took that into consideration.
The board considered a whole number of different factors. The board's decision was analogous to an exercise of prosecutorial discretion.
Friends of Merrymeeting Bay have now gathered more than 60 petition signatures from lawmakers and others asking the BEP to reconsider its action. Ed Friedman says there's a simple and affordable solution to the problem, and he offers the Cabasacante Dam in Gardner as a good example.
Chuck Moon runs that dam, and there was a lot of publicity there, a lot of bad publicity, because eels were getting chopped up there. What he did was he went and he had a plate made up with holes in it, round holes about an inch across. He put that plate over the turbine intake so the eels can't get into the turbines anymore. They have an alternate pathway through the dam. That plate cost him $2,500.
Granted, Friedman says it's a small dam, but he says that small investment has made a big difference to the eels during peak migration in the fall. A decision on whether to move forward with listing eels under the Endangered Species Act is expected this summer. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.
Controversy is springing up over a